Amen. You may be seated. You want to turn to the book of Exodus. Exodus, the third chapter. Now, I started on last Sunday talking about the presence of God. Now, I want you to write this down because this is an introduction in a deeper dimension, a deeper realm of flowing in the Spirit. How to live in the I am presence of God. How to live in the I am presence of God. I got to prep you for this, so I'm going to give you some things to get you ready for it. To do this, you must grow into spiritual maturity. To decree before God in every situation, here am I. I'm going to go over it again because it has to be explained by the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost within is for revelation. The Holy Ghost upon is for power to carry the revelation out. The anointing within, say the anointing within, and the anointing upon. The anointing up within reveals the things of God. The anointing upon give you the power to carry it out. See, God things cannot be, you cannot function in the things of God naturally. You have to have the presence of the Holy Spirit. And you're not going to be able to hear this message. It's going to be how to live in the I am presence of God. It's so beneficial. It's so powerful. Nobody can stop it. Most Christians have never had the opportunity to stay in the presence of God at all times. You know why? We got our schedule. And so we schedule God. Instead of following God's schedule, we got our schedule. I can't make it now. But God got something going on, but I can't make it. Because I got my schedule. I'll catch him Sunday. Or I'll catch him next Wednesday or something like that. And you're really not fully committed at that point. Because you have God on your schedule. Most Christians, that's where we are, but that's the way you've been taught. That's the way you've been babyfied. You've been pat for coming to church on Sunday. But the full schedule, the full anointing of God, is God's agenda is before my agenda. I ask a question here. Are God on your schedule or are you on God's schedule? Or is God telling you what to do? Or you got your Bible and your prayer and your confession and you telling him what to do? That's some heavy question, isn't it? But those questions are based in the realm of maturity. You have to mature, and the church has been pastored, evangelized, and taught. But the apostle with government, spiritual government, and the prophetic, the church has not known it as she should. And so therefore, we're coming into a realm now where the culture and everything's so bad, we're going to need to mature. Yeah, your little prayer meeting ain't going to get it. There'll be too much pressure, too many things breaking out now. You can't depend on the government. You can't depend on nothing now. Everybody got to look to God. Amen. All right? So ask yourself the question, how mature am I? Take notes of this. All experiences you have gone through since you've been saved or to teach you how to surrender to the presence of God. In other words, every experience you went through, whether it's good or bad, every experience that you've gone through since you were saved was to teach you how to surrender to the presence of God. If it's bad, just surrender to him and let him get you out. You ever come over some things you couldn't handle? Huh? That was for a reason, to let you know you need God. Are you following me? So it was against you, but yet if you have enough insight and revelation, you could take it as a promotion. In other words, what are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying all your problems are a promotion. Oh, my. See, what kind of church this is? What is he saying? Oh, problem is a promotion. See problems come from the enemy and you. Problems come from the enemy and your participation. But you need to learn from them. You need to grow. You need to develop how you can trust God in any situation. Anybody heard me?
Yes.
You heard what I said?
Yes.
You can trust God in any situation. I better say that again.
Yes.
You come to the point where I know I can trust God in any situation. In other words, my neighbor don't understand why I'm trusting him. But they're not matured enough to know that he brought me through the other thing. Have God ever brought anybody through anything up in here that you know you couldn't handle yourself and you couldn't tell nobody else, but God brought you through it? Everything God has brought you through, he brought you through to get you closer to him. You can trust him more. Some things, had I not gone through, I wouldn't be as close as I am to God. But I know God got me out. Nobody else got me out. Nobody else could help me. But God brought me through that thing, and it brought me closer to God, and it caused me to mature. So I want you to look at the person next to you. Are you maturing? You may be seated. Let me repeat this statement. All experiences you have gone through since you have been saved is to teach you how to surrender to the presence of God. Now, prior to reading the scripture, we're in Exodus 3. Prior to reading the scripture, because it's going to be so strong. There's nothing God can't handle. What is that? But here's another part that goes with that. Immaturity keeps us from recognizing the divine assurance of God's presence. We get in a situation, and because we're immature, we panic. Because you see, we got God on our schedule, and we're not on his schedule. We got our agenda, and then God's agenda is subordinated to our agenda. I don't know if I'm going to get a whole lot of hallelujah and dance on that. Now, here's what the problem had been. And then we're going to read the text. I feel the presence of God. Now, here's what the problem had been, because a lot of you are going to mature today. And your immaturity, watch this now, to a certain degree, to a large degree, your immaturity wasn't your fault. Your immaturity came from up here. And it's still all over the world, immature. People don't know how to walk in the apostolic. They don't know how to walk in the prophetic. But it's time to come. All right? Here's one of the reasons there's a lot of immaturity in the church. See this, you will not study to preach God's word by history, but permit the Holy Spirit to unfold the mysteries. God's word is not about Abraham. And it's not about Isaac. It's about God. God's word is not about Joseph, Isaiah, Ezekiel. It's not about Ezekiel. God's word is about God. And if you study the history of Ezekiel, you're not going to have the presence of God. You have to have the Holy Spirit unfolding you the mysteries that God tried to show you through Ezekiel. In them dry bones in the valley. Yeah, you can't read that historically and get what you need to get. You need to have a revelation that God is talking to you, that you can be in a valley of dry bones and you can prophesy and those bones will come alive. That's when the Bible starts living in you. Not in biblical character. Can you see the growth there?
Yes.
See, if the revelation not there, the unfolding of the mystery is not going to be there. And you're going to study the scripture historically. And you're going to see the three Hebrew boys in the fire. But you don't understand what happened when you get in the fire. See, and once you get there, you'll be stronger to do the things of God. So say, see this, you will not study or preach God's word by history, but permit the Holy Spirit to unfold the mysteries that you may apply these truths in your life now with the awareness of God present at all time with an assignment. See, now we, as Christian, we don't think we have an assignment sometimes, but all of us have an assignment. Now you told me prep here before I read the scripture, but the scripture is going to be so powerful, you're going to have prep here. So let me ask you a few questions. Have you grown in the things of God to surrender and to say, now get these three words, here am I. Now God identified his I am that I am. But I am that I am does not apply to people who have not grown mature enough to say, here am I. I better go over that again. But we're going to see God's identity, I am that I am. In other words, that identity is so powerful, nothing can come up that can't be hammered. And your faith gonna be that strong. But have you heard enough about God or been in God's presence strong enough to be able to say, here am I? Or are you scheduling God? God, you got to go by my schedule. I got to go to Hawaii tomorrow. I can't be in no meeting. Who said you going to Hawaii without God? Are you willing, oh my goodness, Holy Spirit, to reset your schedule? You are immature spiritually if you can't reset your schedule to agree with God's schedule. Or, I'll go back over it, are you taking the Bible to control God, or God's word controlling you? Don't shout me down. Meaning, when you say, here am I, meaning your life belonged to him at all times. Or then I got the note here, do you have God on your schedule? And I was studying this morning on the porch praying. How does the song go? I surrender all. I surrender all. Living, how many of y'all would love to live in the constant presence of God? Exodus chapter 3. I'm going to read a few things about the call of Moses. In verse 10. Let me see, I want to go back a little bit because I want you to see that experience. Go back to the first of the chapter, Exodus 3:1. Because I want you to see this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Look.
Praise God.
Look up your head, man.
Yes, sir.
Look up your head, man. I want to look you in the eye.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel, now actually that's God himself. All right, it's God. God appeared to him, but he formed him in the form of an angel. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. That ain't no regular burning bush. I've burned bush before. The bush burned up, don't it? But God, ho! God won't get your attention this morning. You see, that's a divine experience, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You know what he was doing with Moses? Maturing him.
Yes.
To see how great God is. See, in order to be matured, you're going to have an experience to see how God, how great God really is. You got to go beyond your little Bible study and your private prayer meeting. God's going to have to show up on the scene. He has a bush that is burning but won't be consumed. And you shuck him up. Moses has seen them back out in the backside of the mountain. He's seen many bushes, but they're burned up. But this one wouldn't burn up. He just stood there and looked at him. Now, all of you, God have, through your attacks, there was a burning bush. Something you going through, it was a burning bush. It wasn't consumed, but God was right there. But you got to be mature enough to see God when you're going through something. The enemy wants you to look at the attack. God trying to get your attention to know the attack don't mean nothing. Keep your eyes on me. Let it keep on burning. But it takes maturity to see these things. Let's go a little further now. See, because the I am presence of God, you're not going to be able to walk in it unless you mature. Then I told you something very objective or very, very incisive, that everything you've been through is to mature you. Not that God have not given you the spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. So what good love and power and a sound mind going to do for you if something don't come up to try to make you fearful?
Right.
You got to test it.
Yes.
You can't test it sitting inside the bed and everything going good. You know what I mean? You know, the air conditioner on, you sit inside your bed, no pain, nobody attacking you, nobody lying on you. You don't need no power for that. You follow what I'm saying? So this morning, listen to me. You reverse all Satan attacks.
Amen.
How you doing that? You're rejoicing because now you know God has not given me the spirit of fear. So now the power, the love, and the sound mind got to be released.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, you cannot function in the I am that I am present unless you have a certain maturity as a Christian. Now, you sometimes we go through things, we don't say it, but we ask the question, where is God? Shoot, I've been praying and reading the Bible. Well, how did this come up? And what it is time to mature. Now, everybody's problem is solved in here this morning. Because the man of God is saying it's time, no matter what you're going through, it's time to mature. Come on, let me preach in here. No matter what things look like, you got the victory, but it's time for you to mature, to trust God's word that God can handle any situation. Why? He said, I am that I am. I'm the answer for everything. I'm deliverance in every situation. I'm more powerful than anything come again. So why would you sit here in my house this morning thinking you're not going to make it? Why would you sit here this morning and say nobody like me? I love you. Lift your hand and praise me right now. And thank me that I love you, that I'm with you, that I'm going to bring you through, that I'm going to settle your case, that I'm going to put you on top, that I'm going to give you the victory, that I'm going to make you make it. Don't be just a church member. Be my member. God wants you to be his member, not just a church member. I want you to be my member. Sure, you're going to go through something. Who don't go through something? But it's how you go through it. No one in the No one under the sound of my voice got no reason to leave here disturbed this morning. Troubled, like you're not going to make it. How can God fail? You can fail to pay attention, but God can't fail. Why am I here this morning anyway? Why did I get up and come here this morning? Why did I drive that car to get here? Why did I fly through the air to be here this morning? Because God wants you to mature to know that I'm always with you. Your problem don't mean that our relationship has changed. Matter of fact, I'm handling it right now while you sit here. So every attack on your life is a promotion. You can't believe that with your senses. You can't believe that with your education. But you can believe it in the spirit that nothing can come against me that I can't stop. But you're in the I am. Listen to what he said. We're going to get in the scripture. I am that I am. What kind of statement is this? I am that I am. Now, you told me to ask this question. Who in here got something they're worrying about? Get over it. God dog it, get over it. I'm shutting all worry down right now in the name of Jesus. You ain't got no business worrying. You a child of God. When God with you, how you going to have God with you and worry? That don't even add up. Worry and God. But worry saying he can't handle it. But you're going to mature enough this morning. Hallelujah. I feel a dance come on. You're going to mature enough this morning to be able to handle any situation because you know you're not by yourself. So what if your husband acts stupid every now and then? Or your wife acts stupid every now and then? Get up and don't speak to you. Just walk through the house. God with you. He'll come back around sooner or later. I don't know who I'm talking to now. They just come up in the sermon. Sit down. Hallelujah. Look at that point next to you and say, I don't have no problem. You. Oh, hallelujah. I don't have no problem. You have any? Hallelujah. Even though you're going through something, you understand? Even though you're going through something, but you're talking on another level now. You're not talking on the level of the devil. You're not talking on the level of the problem. You're not talking on the level of the world. You're talking on the level of God. In other words, God don't have no problem. If God don't have no problem, Leroy don't have no problem. I'm not dealing with nothing that God can't handle. May you have a burning bush of spirit this morning. May you see that bush burning and not going out. May you travel, may in your bedroom, in your life, in your car, in your life from now on, that bush just burning to remind you that God can't fail. The light and the fire never goes out in a believer's life. The light and the fire never go out. The light and the fire is a representation of God's presence. No matter what you're going through, God is right there with you. Sit down, let me try to read the scripture. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Now we're talking about maturity now. We're not talking about just church goers. We're talking about people who are growing in the spirit, developing in the spirit to know that God is always with me. I have the, and when he said, I am that I am, you can you understand that kind of talk? I am that I am. Then you begin to walk, oh Lord, have mercy. You begin to walk in your I am-ness. You begin to act just like God. Who are you talking to? When something comes, who you think you're dealing with here? Do you really know who I am? Do you really know who with me? Do you really know who I belong to? Have you ever read the Bible?
Yes.
Have you ever read, I can do all things through Christ what strengthens me?
Yes.
Have you ever read, my God shall supply all my needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus?
Yes.
Have you ever read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want?
Yes.
Have you ever read about he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy, anointing my head with oil? Have you ever read that my cup constantly running over? Have you ever read, if God is for you, who can be against you? Have you ever read, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? Have you ever read, all things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose? Have you ever read?
Yes.
Have you ever read, no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Every tongue that rises against you shall be condemned in the judgment. Have you ever read? Have you ever heard he make a way out of no way?
Yes.
Have you ever read, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life? Have you ever read that?
Yes.
Have you ever read, I'm the head and not the tail?
Yes.
I'm above and not beneath?
Woo!
Your problem will become a midget this morning. I say your problem will become a midget this morning. Jesus lived in the I am-ness of God. What I'm trying to put a cape on you, that you may live in the I am-ness of God. Have the I am present with you all the time. Even though your mind can't catch up with it and your feeling can't catch up with it, but you got to know it in your heart. That God is my I am. I have an I am anointing on me. And Satan know it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. Let me try to finish reading the scripture. At least I'm a son. This bush there in the third verse, Moses said, I will now turn aside. Oh, my. Oh, my. Can God get your attention? You see, God do supernatural things in your life, but your schedule is so busy, he can't get your attention. You're so busy, you don't see it. See, God operate in small things, but they're big.
Yes.
And you got to be paying attention. Can I get your attention? You're too busy. You're too busy trying to get to the next level. You're already on the level. I'm the level. You get tired of these busy, worldly schedules and forget who I am. And then you try to put me in your agenda. Then you're going to say a little prayer and read three scriptures to me. I ain't paying you no attention because you ain't paying me no attention. Somebody going to get converted yet this morning. Christian been a Christian 35 years and get converted. You got to turn aside. Look, you want, and Moses said, the third verse, come on with me. I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burning? And now watch. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, now I can talk to him. There's something God got for you, but he can't tell you right now. You're not close enough. You're not paying enough attention. You're trying to get his attention, but he can't get your attention. Woo, come on, grow, come on, grow with me this morning. Grow with me. There's something else God got for you. There's someplace else God wants to take you, but he got to get your attention. He can't be on your agenda. You can't put God on a list. God staying in one place first. Am I first in everything in your life? When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, then he called him. The Lord called him out of the midst of the bush. And said, Moses, Moses. Look what he said now. You got my attention. Yeah, am I. Say, yeah, am I.
Yeah, am I.
Don't be lying. Say it again.
Yeah,
don't be lying. Say it again.
Yeah,
all right, from this day forward, you commit to that. Yeah, am I, God. All my schedule and all my little agendas, I'm putting them on the side. And I'm putting you first. None of these chairs should be empty. But I got some of my members at home watch me on TV. They don't know where I am. Where are you? See? See, don't take this lightly now, because things about to get tighter in the world system. Yeah, you're going to have the revelation of, yeah, am I. That's the only thing that will keep you from fearing. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called him to him out of the midst of the bush, said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. Now God said, I got your attention. I'm going to show you something else. He said, draw not now hither. Now here's another thing. You reading with me?
Yes, sir.
Do you still have your shoes on? Your shoe. I go when I want to go. And I go where I want to go. Put off thy shoes from thy feet. How many of y'all took your shoes off? And I ain't talking about your regular physical shoes either. I'm talking about the shoe of your life. Is God in control of your steps? The Bible said the step of a good man ought about the Lord and his delight in all his ways. Do you still have your shoes on? You haven't matured. You got your own shoes on. The pastor don't tell me. Ain't pastor talking to you. The apostle talking to you now. No, pastors can't tell you nothing. The Bible said, take heed to yourself and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost have made you overseer and feed the church of God when he put you with his own blood. You have to become at sometime. Come right at you. You have to become from this pulpit. You have to become at, not to. You have to be challenged. You have to know that I'm not going to shut my mouth till you see what I'm saying. And then when the victory is won, you'll love me. That I didn't pacify you. Pat you on the back, tell me what you're doing good. No, you're not doing good. Press forward. None of us doing good. We've got to keep pressing to get closer. Draw nigh to God. The pastoral flock is all over the world. We done created people just in their own little agenda. And they haven't even got a chance to see the real power of God and enjoy the real glory of God. My head intercessor always said, it's all about you. Yes. It's all about God. Yes. Is that in your life? It's all about God. Yes. Don't lie. It's all about God.
Yes.
See, I live that type of life.
Yes.
It's all about God.
Yes.
See, I'm driving a G-Wagon. It's all about God. I'm driving a Rolls Royce. It's all about God. I'm riding a new old coach with the top of the line. It's all about God. And don't let nothing take God place. Are you hearing me? Are you fussing or cussing? I'm doing both. Now, since I've been preaching, if you've been listening, let me ask you a question. If you really catch it on, how big is your problem? See what I'm saying? How big? See, your problem been diluted since you've been sitting here. Because once you expand in the revelation, I am that I am, that means there's nothing I can't handle. I will deliver you out of that.
Yes.
You got it?
Yes,
I'm delivering you out of that right now. You're getting it?
Yes.
Whatever it is. Yes. I don't need a list of it. I don't need to know what it is. Not if I can handle everything. Do you see this?
Yes.
So in other words, in here, online, anything that is not, come on God's agenda for your life is being removed right now. Receive your seed. It's $100. Being removed right now. Ooh, my Lord, I'm not getting far on this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ask the person next to you, are you maturing? We got to stop watching Mickey Mouse and mature. We got to stop being Mickey Mouse Christian and let everybody think that we don't have no power. You got power. Mature in the spirit. Put God first. Seek ye the kingdom of God. And what I have? Is that real in your life? Don't lie up in here. Is that real in your life? Is God on the first agenda? Or you got God on your schedule? Take your shoes off. That's what he said. Verse 5. For the place where thou standest is holy ground. You with me? Moreover, he said, I'm the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face. For he was afraid to look upon God. Reverence, you see. Reverence. How much reverence you have. You know, when God got something going, you'll show up, say, Pastor, just going to have to understand, I ain't going today. No, it ain't about Pastor. Pastor, yeah. It's about God, about obeying God. But then yet you're going to take a scripture. Now, Lord, I'm dealing with this. And you say it in your word, I'm going to put you on this. You say it, if I come to you, you're going to handle this thing. Yeah, but when I was over here, you wasn't there. See, y'all don't want to grow. Y'all look at me. What are you trying to tell? Try to get me to come to church? No, if you don't come, that's fine. But I'm trying to get you to put God first on your agenda. And I can tell you from my own life, everything come off the hook. I've had God first on my agenda for 50 years. And nothing I want, nothing I think about, nothing. He just, everything off the hook. My family, everything. All my family here. All my children, all my grandchildren, they're here right now. Huh? We eat together every Sunday, every holiday, every birthday. I don't know how many birthdays we got to have. Them birthdays cost me a lot of money, too. I got them all out. But every birthday, all my grandchildren, all my daughter-in-law is really not my daughter-in-law, it's my daughter. My son-in-law is not my son-in-law, he's my son. And they all got respect. That can't happen normally with physical people. So the spirit got to be doing it. Is God giving me back because I committed. I'm committed. And he wants all of us to have that. Yes. If you totally commit to God, yeah, you have something you deal with, but just walk right on through them. Yes. See? That don't happen normal. You got three daughter-in-laws like daughters. But I call their name every day. God put the grace on them. Because I'm not easy to deal with. Like Lauren. Lauren was late for prayer this morning. She's going to have to face me, my granddaughter. She ahead of me. I'm late. She don't supposed to be late. I can be late because I'm a pastor. I'm telling her right now, me and her going to talk. They know, I might come up and say, well, why y'all wasn't here? I tell my family, I'm nice, but I'll jump on them. Because I want them to see that. I want them to see the graves they're living under. None of them broke. None of them got no debt. What? What? You got Junior, ain't got no bill. You shutting up there. Why you shutting up there? You see what I'm saying, John? It's a grace that God put in place. I want all y'all to have it. You say, oh, because you're a preacher. I know more broke preachers than you know last name. We're not talking about it. We're talking about being in the presence of God, being in God's will, being in God's plan. Stand there. I've been there for 50-something years. Never come out. So you can't say you don't have no example set before you, Larry. Larry be around me all the time. I'm not bragging on me, but Larry be around me all the time. Larry know what I'm doing. Bernard know what I'm doing. I don't want to get out of this prison. I passed that anointing over to you this morning. Jesus said, blessed are the day will do hunger and thirsty after righteousness. What did he say to do? It shall be filled. That anointing have not been in the church because y'all been pastored, y'all been patterned, y'all been pat up on, talking about what a good job you're doing. Yes, but you need to know. You need to get closer to God. I hear the Spirit of God saying, now, you're being promoted this morning. Everybody on the sound of my voice, you're being promoted in the spirit realm. You're being promoted because I'm not afraid to tell you that you need to get closer to God. Commitment. Are you following me? I'm going to close in a minute. Sit down. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
For the Lord is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
God is a good God.
And he's been good to me.
And I want to obey him.
Hallelujah.
I receive. Hallelujah. It's a $500 check. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to finish. Preach myself happy.
Glory to God.
Tell the person next to you, you just got your answer.
Hallelujah.
Y'all stop being so sad because of circumstances. Stop being so sad. Let your joy come out. You're going to always have some kind of circumstance. You're always going to have somebody jacking up. But always keep your joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Get your joy back. I said, 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 get your joy back. 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 Don't be sad because something's going wrong. Get your joy back. I see it. I see it. He spread it out. Look. Make sure I see him. He ain't coming like this. He did this.
Hallelujah.
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 When something come against you, dance.
When you go, when you're going through something, dance. Where and dance. If you only can dance when things going right, you ain't no dancer. You gotta be able to dance in the face of something going wrong. Dance because you know the victory belongs to you. Thanks be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I got the victory. I got the victory. God dunk it. I got the victory right now. Now, I don't know who this is for. He wasn't the one. So don't worry yourself about him no more. Get in the car and drive. He was too stupid to know who you were. Don't go after him. I don't know who that's for. I bet you somebody. Don't go after him. He's not the one. He's going to make your life visible. He's a liar. He's not the one that I heard. I'm going to find out where I am now. What voice I stopped on? What? Who knew what voice I stopped on? Six? Huh? You sure? Go to verse 10. Sit down for a minute. I'm going to close. Got 9 by 9 minutes. Hallelujah! I don't know about preaching myself happy, God dog. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I got a few gears I want to shift in now after hearing this. I got my joy back. Anybody sitting next to you don't look joyful, slap them. Boy, you better smile. You better smile. I'm looking at you, boy. You better smile. I'm looking at you, boy. You better smile. Now I got it. I see you smiling. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God. I tell y'all, get up here and help me. Oh, glory to God. Somebody got delivered. Somebody got the victory this morning. Somebody got blessing here this morning. Somebody life changing here this morning. Somebody got closer to God here this morning. Somebody walking with God right now. Somebody got a shout in their leg right now. Somebody got a praise in their voice right now. Somebody got a dance in their leg right now. Somebody got a wow. Right on and holler. I don't care. Holler. Right on and scream. I heard the Spirit of God says, how you say the Lord? I'm ready to make all your dreams come through. Not one dream, but all your dreams. Whatever you've been having your heart set on, I'm ready to bring it to pass for you. If you heard what I said, I want you to get closer to me and work on my schedule and not on your schedule. Don't you tell me what to do. Let me tell you what to do. Move out of the history to the mystery. Let the Holy Ghost unfold some things to you. Every now and then when you're by yourself, dance. Just go on dance. I don't feel nothing. I don't see nothing. I'm just going to dance on point. Because I know I got something to dance about. I've been redeemed. Washed by the blood of the Lamb. That's enough by itself. I don't have to feel nothing. I'm just going to dance. Now, people who got God on their schedule, not here yet. They're in here, but they're not here. They don't understand where I've been trying to take them this morning. Because you've been trying to put God under your schedule. You know how many places God's going to accept? You know how many places God's going to accept? God don't accept them in one place. You're going to have an anointing to cause you to do that because we got so much academics and tradition that have taken God's place that we can't really experience the full power of God. All right? But I'm blessing you this morning that the Holy Spirit is going to work with you, show you what I've been trying to tell you, and it's all good. It's all out of love. And it's from experience. Revelation and experience. There's nothing like being real close to God all the time. Can't get him off your mind. Can't get him off my mind. At all times. Been in some of the fanciest hotel, fanciest restaurant, fanciest place. Sat right there, but he's still on my mind. That's what God wants us to have. You got it. Let it flow. Stop worrying about them little Mickey Mouse things that come up. Y'all come on, spread out here. Let me read one more voice. Once you've had the experience, got your Bible, open your Bible. Once you've had that experience, all your pharaohs become Mickey Mouse. Things you're dealing with. So he said, after Moses had the burning bush experience, he said in the 10th verse, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. That's what we're trying to do, come out of Egypt. And Moses said to God, who am I? Watch this now, watch this. Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, oh my. What'd he say? Certainly. You know he wasn't only talking to Moses? You get in your car, leave this servant. You know what? Certainly. I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you serve God up on this mountain. And Moses said unto God, here we go. And Moses said unto God, y'all get ready to sing. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say to them, the God of your father have sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What is his name? What should I say unto them? Ooh, look at the 14th verse. He's talking to you now. Don't take this out of history now. We're not talking about Moses right now. Ooh, we're talking about Word of Life Christian Center. We're talking about all our visitors, everybody online now. God said unto everybody who's listening, I am that I am. Call your name. God said unto Leroy, I am that I am. And thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, thus shall you say to your life from this day forward. Thus shall you say to every situation. Oh God, let me preach. See, it's from history. It's from history to unfold mystery. Now, from now on, personalize this voice. God, dog it, I'm a clothes. And God say unto Leroy, I am that I am. Do you know what I am that I am means? And he said, thus shall you say to them problems. I am have sent me. You might go for Talamansa, you imagine what position that the gospel had put you in this morning? You imagine go Talamantalapasakite, what anointing have come on your life this morning? Huh? Yes, sir. The rivers are flowing.
Yes, sir.
The wind is blowing.
Yes.
The rain is falling.
Yes.
The glory is roaring.
Yes.
Over your life this morning.
Yes.
Everybody who dealing with back trouble, you heal.
Yes.
All back aches
a crack this morning in the name of Jesus. I don't care how long you've been going with it, it's over. Now you got to take it by faith right now. See, you don't take it by feeling. You take it by faith. When you prophesy, you don't take it by feeling. You take it by faith. You know it's a done deal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let them sing a little bit and try to digest some of this. I am that I am. Do you understand that kind of language? It takes faith to take that. I am that I am. I am whatever you need at any given moment. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can stop God. Huh? God's name is I am. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's Jehovah, he's Jehovah Raha. He's my shepherd. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. What? He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's present with me all the time. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. He's El Shaddai. He's the Most High God. I'm wrapped in his presence. Tell somebody I'm wrapped in his presence. Tell them, I'm wrapped in his presence. I'm wrapped in his presence. I'm leaving his house. I'm leaving this church building wrapped in God's presence. God got his presence wrapped around my car, wrapped around my home, wrapped around my marriage, wrapped around my children. Wrap around my grandchildren. Wrap around my business. Wrap around my job. God, wrap around my body. My body wrapped with the presence of God.